Wild Writing Family, Day 5. My car was small and inexpensive and brand new. In Brazil in those days, this was about 1994-95. It was normal to drive without a license plate for a while. Normal, but not legal, as was being explained to me by a police sergeant, as he surrounded me with about 4 armed officers. Quiet day for them, bad day for me. There seems to be a pattern to these things. You hand over your ID and driver's license, then nothing happens for a while. I was a maximum of 100 meters from home, and I remember thinking that I was lucky, because if they took my small, inexpensive, brand new car, at least I could get home easily. Maybe that's why I look so bored. One of the armed officers looked at me. So, England. Parliamentary democracy, right? I have a degree in philosophy and politics, so we had a nice chat for a while. He was a nice guy, but took way too much interest in the monarchy. It was hard to explain. It wasn't real any longer. I've never had a conversation with a Brazilian about the monarchy and really felt I'd explained it properly. The police sergeant came back with my documents and told me to get the license plate sorted out. Then he said, "Give my regards to Carmelia." He smiled and was away. Carmelia was the co-owner of the English school I'd told him I worked at. Her husband was a former police sergeant. They were all friends, and I'd never been in danger of losing my car, small and inexpensive and brand new as it was. Where I'm from, this would never have happened. Where I'm from, we have a parliamentary democracy and a monarchy. I know, it's hard to explain.